I'm Nikki Ouellette. A lot of Montana's election races were closely fought this year, but the size of the Indian caucus in the state legislature was never really in doubt. Montanans regularly elect the most Native Americans to the state legislature in the country. The 8 sent to Helena this year is enough to provide proportional representation for the 70,000 tribal members living in Montana. Longtime Democratic legislator Jonathan Windyboy says that kind of representation, or parity, should be the standard and allow Native American legislators to wield some power beyond their individual votes.
When you take a look at the representation, as far as the legislature, you know, there has to be a point in time where the recognition of the tribal people and the caucus as well is important, and that shouldn't be taken for granted or overlooked.
Windyboy is a member of the Chippewa Cree tribe representing House District 32, which includes part of the Fort Belknap Reservation. More than electing equal representation, he's interested in what Native American lawmakers can do with that representation as a voting bloc, commonly called the Indian Caucus.
Even within the caucus, we're not going to agree on everything. And so we try to address some of the issues that we all have, that we all come to a consensus on.
Recently, those issues include tribal water compacts, Medicaid expansion, and a language preservation bill Windyboy and the Indian Caucus pushed for that passed in 2013. Subsequent funding of that bill allowed several tribes to create language curriculums, develop language apps, and paved the way for future programs. The racial makeup of Montana's legislature started resembling the state's population demographics in 2003, right around the time the state redrew its House districts to boost the Native vote. Since then, between 7 and 10 tribal members win seats in the House and Senate. That's around 5% of the 150-person legislature. Native Americans make up just shy of 7% of Montana's total population. This year, legislative parity was guaranteed. 6 tribal members ran unopposed, and 4 ran against each other for 2 seats. They won 6 seats in so-called reservation districts and picked up 2 urban districts in Missoula and Great Falls. The 8-member caucus has 7 Democrats and 1 Republican.
And there's a few members in the Senate that's coming over, and we're unopposed, and we've stood together, not necessarily all Natives, but we've all had a common stance on certain issues that how we became more effective on the Senate side, and I think that's how we're going to be probably pursuing this next session that way.
Representative Windyboy says growth of the Indian caucus has also attracted allies who add heft to the caucus's vote. He's been looking forward to the end of the election season when legislators start to figure out who will fill committee leadership roles. Windyboy says those positions typically go to legislators representing urban districts, but his and others' long history in state politics could help them maneuver into key positions. Nationally, nearly 100 Native Americans ran for seats in state legislatures. Montana elected the most tribal members, followed by Oklahoma with 6 and Minnesota with 4. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.